Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Did you see the mess down in Jackson, Mississippi? So that's where Primetime's the head coach at Jackson State. They're in crisis mode because the city's got water problems. Parts of Jackson were without running water yesterday because flooding caused massive problems in one or two of the water treatment plants. The city of 150,000 had already been telling residents to boil water for a month because they found cloudy water that was causing people to get sick. Now everybody's faced with too much water on the ground after just massive rainfall over the past week. And it's not safe enough water coming through the pipes for people to use. Dion said, quote, "We've been hit with a little crisis in the city of Jackson. We don't have water. Water means we don't have air conditioning. We can't use toilets. We don't have water, therefore we don't have ice, which pretty much places a burden on the football program. So right now we're operating in crisis mode." It's just absolutely crazy. Jackson State University brought in temp restrooms for students, and Dion said the water crisis left players without drinking water, and they can't flush toilets or take showers at the practice facility. And he said he wanted to move players into a hotel so that they could shower. He said, "I got these kids off campus into a hotel and accommodate them so that they can shower properly and take care of their needs, make sure all our kids are fed and all our kids have the necessities of life for the next several days until the crisis subsides. That's where we're operating in right now." The governor, Tate Reeves, said earlier this week he's declaring a state of emergency for Jackson's water system. And the state's going to try to resolve the problems by bringing in contractors to work at the treatment plant. And it's been operating at like a real low capacity. And the backup pumps have failed, the main pumps. It's just a disaster. Dion expressed confidence in his players, and the program is going to show their resilience despite what's going on. He said, "We're going to find somewhere to practice, find somewhere they can accommodate every darn thing that we need and desire to be who we desire to be, and that's dominate. The devil is a lie. He ain't going to get to us today, baby." You got to love your boy Primetime getting involved right there. I got to tell you, I'm just stoked for college football. Do you know it starts Thursday night? There's ranked teams playing, three of them. Central Michigan goes to Oklahoma State at Boone Pickens in Stillwater. Oklahoma State's laying 21.5. The number's 59.5. I think Gundy's going to have another good team down in Stillwater. West Virginia and Pitt, the backyard brawl where the Steelers play. That's what I call their stadium now. I refuse to acknowledge their new sponsor. So we just call it where the Steelers play. That's where Pitt plays, too. Pitt is laying 7.5. The number's 51. Thank God they brought this rivalry back. It used to be awesome. When I was a kid, I used to go to all these games, and it was a war. And then you got VMI taking on number 22, Wake Forest, without their top quarterback. The game is in Winston-Salem. And those are your three ranked teams playing on Thursday. You've even got a game on Friday night. How about an East Lansing at Spartan Stadium? Sparty, the 15th-ranked Spartans of Michigan State taking on Western Michigan. Michigan State laying 22 and a hook. The total is 54. We'll see if Mel Tucker and the boys can live up to their hype and ranking up in East Lansing this fall. Then let's look at Saturday. You got the big game. It's at 7:30 at night on ABC. As number 5 Notre Dame, the Fighting Irish come calling to Columbus at the Horseshoe against Ohio State, the number 2 ranked Buckeyes of Ryan Day, favored by 17. The total is 59. Everybody expecting the Buckeyes to blow out the Irish. Notre Dame's been hanging the point spread in the locker room to get the players all jacked up for the game. You've also got a game at noon in Ann Arbor, Colorado State and Michigan going at it. The Wolverines are ranked 8th, coming off a playoff trip last year, as Harbaugh did a great job with his team beating Ohio State and getting into the playoff. This game's in Ann Arbor. Michigan favored by 30 and a hook. 61.5 is the total. And how about at noon, North Carolina State ranked 13th, going to East Carolina down in Greenville. So the Wolfpack start on the road, laying 11.5. 51.5 is the total there. At 3:30, you got number 11 Oregon traveling to Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, in Hot Town, to take on number 3 Georgia, the national champion Bulldogs. Kirby Smart and Company, ranked 3, laying 17. The total is 53. Of course, Smart saying they lost a lot of guys, but they're still favored to go back to the playoff this year. Also at 3:30, UTEP going to Memorial Stadium in lovely Norman, Oklahoma, to see the number 9 Sooners. Mr. Venable in charge now at Oklahoma. OU laying 31 and a hook. The total is 57 there. The Miners are going to get stomped. And in Miami at 3:30, the 16th ranked Canes from the ACC at Hard Rock taking on Bethune-Cookman. Should be an easy one for the Canes. And Mr. Van Dyke at quarterback, he was a badass last year for the Cane Day. It's all about the U, baby. My favorite game of the day actually is in Fayetteville at Razorback Stadium, as number 19 Arkansas hosts number 23 Cincinnati. Should be a good one. No Desmond Ridder for the Bearcats, though. Arkansas laying 6. 52 is the total. The Hogs were tough last year. Let's see if they can do it again in the SEC. Dana Holgerson's number 24 Houston taking on Texas San Antonio at the Alamo Dome in San Antonio off the Riverwalk. Houston laying just 4 in that game. The number's 61.5. That one's at 3:30 also. At 4 o'clock, Troy taking on Ole Miss, ranked 21. And Oxford, the Grove will be popping. They'll be drinking and thinking and yelling and screaming and spinning and laughing and hurling and twerking. Ole Miss laying 21 and a hook. The number is 58. As Lane Kiffin rolls out his hottie toddy Rebels. Also at 4, BYU ranked 25th, going to South Florida at Raymond James in Tampa. BYU favored, laying 12. The number is 58. So we finally get to see Lincoln Riley's USC Trojans, ranked 14th, 6 o'clock Eastern, 3 West, at the L.A. Memorial Coliseum in Lipstick City, taking on Rice. USC laying a big one, 32.5, 61.5 is the total. We'll see if the Trojans can look better than they have. In recent years, they've looked terrible, bottom line. What a game at 7 o'clock. This one on ESPN. Number 7, Utah. The Utes hitting the streets. Going cross-country to Gainesville. Into the swamp at Ben Hill Griffin Stadium. Utah laying 3. 51 is the number. Are the Gators up to the challenge of the best team in the Pac-12? Utah bringing their action all the way to Florida to dance with the Gators. Look out. Albany's going to Baylor for a beatdown from the 10th-ranked Bears at McLean Stadium in Waco. And then Illinois State in Wisconsin, Camp Randall will be rocking in Madtown for this one. Should be easy for the Badgers to clean up on Ill State. How about Miami of Ohio and Kentucky at Kroger Field in Lexington as the 20th-ranked Wildcats laying 16.5, 54, the number against Miami. How about this one? in Tuscaloosa at Bryan Denny Stadium, 7:30 East. Utah State against number one Alabama. Nick Saban's tied, ready to rock, laying 41 and a hook. 62.5 is the number. Ouch. There's even a ranked game on Labor Day. Monday night, Clemson and Georgia Tech. I'm a rambling rag from Georgia Tech and a hell of an engineer. Hell of an engineer, and I drink my whiskey clear. At Mercedes-Benz again. They get all the big games, don't they? As number four, Clemson takes on Georgia Tech. That should be an awesome game. I saw the number at 21.5 earlier. As for some of the unranked games, how about Thursday night, coming up, Penn State and Purdue at Ross-Ade Stadium in West Lafayette. Penn State laying 3.5, 52.5, the number there. Also Thursday, Louisiana Tech and Missouri at Ferret Field in Columbia. Missouri laying 20. New Mexico State and Minnesota at Huntington Bank Stadium in Minneapolis. The Gophers laying 36.5, 52.5, the number. And Northern Arizona, the Lumberjacks taking on Arizona State at Sun Devil Stadium Thursday night at 10 East, 7 West in Tempe. Friday, you got Vatek at Old Dominion. The Hokies laying 7.5, 49.5 is the number. Temple and Duke in Durham. Duke laying 7, 51.5 the number there. Tennessee Tech at Kansas. How about Illinois and Indiana? The Hoosiers hosting at Memorial Stadium in Bloomington, Indiana. IU laying 345 is the number against the Illini. And then TCU Rado, Friday night in Folsom Field, Boulder, Colorado. TCU laying 2 touchdowns, 55.5 is the number. Then on Saturday, some good ones, Rutgers and BC. BC's laying 7. That one's in Chestnut Hill. Bowling Green and UCLA at the Rose Bowl. Bruins laying 23.5, 57 the number. I like Arizona and San Diego State at the new stadium in San Diego. The Aztecs laying 6, 46.5 the number. Memphis and Mississippi State in Starkville. Mississippi State laying 15.5, 57 the number. Louisville and Cuse in Syracuse. Louisville laying 4. And how about this one? Sunday night, Florida State and LSU at the Superdome. LSU laying 3, 51.5 the number.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.